One of the intriguing things about the way Luke wrote this text is that it's actually not clear who was short. It could have been Zacchaeus, or it could have been Jesus, the way the text is written. But tradition has assigned the short of stature to Zacchaeus, and so, as the song goes that many of us learned in Sunday school or vacation Bible school, Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. And as the song continues, it says that this wee little man climbed up in a sycamore tree because he wanted to see the Lord. When the Savior passed that way that day, the Savior looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today." Over the centuries, as the story of Zacchaeus has been sung and remembered and told and retold, what's often been emphasized out of this story is that upon hearing Jesus call out to him, Zacchaeus repented of his sins. And as a sign of his repentance, Zacchaeus that day proclaimed that forevermore he would begin to give a half of his wealth to the poor, and would begin to repay four times the amount that he had defrauded from anyone. And then Jesus, so pleased with Zacchaeus's repentance and signs of his changed hearts, proclaimed that salvation had come to Zacchaeus's household that day, promising him that heaven awaited after his death. The story of a wee little man and a sycamore tree and a Savior has served as a reminder that when Jesus calls us, the right kind of response is to offer our lives, our time, even our money and our pocketbooks to God's service. While we are not saved by our works, but are rather saved by what God has done in Jesus Christ, nonetheless, as long as Zacchaeus remained on the tree limb, watching from afar, watching what was happening down below, his faith would never grow. And so it is with us, too. Faith grows when it is exercised and used. It grows when we worship regularly. Faith grows when we pray often. Faith grows when we read Scripture diligently. It even grows when we change our priorities and commit our financial resources to God's work. Faith grows when we give our time to serve on a committee of the church. Faith grows when we use our energy and the gifts God has given us to sow the seeds of hope, the seeds of life in the community around us. In short, faith grows and becomes a solid rock on which we can stand when we move from the sidelines and jump into the game, when we jump down from the tree branch and enter the parade. As long as we simply sit back and observe, waiting for something to happen or someone to arrive, perhaps even the next installed pastor, waiting, we risk missing the possibility of dining with Jesus today, and our faith is likely to atrophy, to wither, and maybe even die while we wait. As tradition holds, the story of the wee little man on a limb serves as a reminder that we are called to jump down from those tree branches and start living the faith today, giving, changing, risking, walking, eating with Jesus. But there's another dimension of this story that comes into focus if we stop and examine the assumptions we make about the story, assumptions that may blind us to some of what Luke meant for his readers to understand. You see, we come to the story and assume that Zacchaeus was not a believer until that day when Jesus saw him in the tree and said, "Come on down, Zacchaeus." But it's possible that he climbed the tree because he already believed, because he already loved Jesus and simply wanted to let his eyes gaze on someone who had already changed his life. We assume also that Zacchaeus was a shyster because of his profession as a tax collector. And it's true, many tax collectors were shysters because of the way the system was set up. Tax collectors in those days had to collect and remit to the Roman government the amount that the government said was due. Anything above that they could collect, and they were encouraged, I suppose, to collect a lot more, anything above that, the tax collector got to keep. So the system was ripe for horrible abuse and exploitation. And thus, tax collectors as a group were reviled, all assumed to be evil, and were clearly excluded from the community. But compounding the issue for Zacchaeus was the fact that he was a chief tax collector, which meant that he supervised a lot of other tax collectors, all of whom reported to him and whose money flowed to him. Zacchaeus was the top of the heap, and thus he would have been assumed to have been the worst of the worst. But maybe he wasn't. We also assume that his proclamation about giving half his wealth away and returning fourfold anything that had been defrauded was as a result of his encounter that day when he was on that branch. And he heard Jesus say, "Come on down, Zacchaeus, I'm going to your house today." We assume that before that moment he stole and took and exploited and defrauded, but once he heard Jesus call out to him, he then began to right the wrongs he had done. But that may not be the order of things. For you see, the verb tenses that Luke uses in the original Greek, the language that it was written in, paints a little different picture of things. Although the New Revised Standard Version, what we usually use in worship here, makes it sound like Zacchaeus was making a promise about what he would do in the future, the original language of the text says it a little differently. It suggests that Zacchaeus was simply stating that day what he had already been doing and would thus continue to do. He had already given half his possessions to the poor. He was already paying four times the amount that anyone had been defrauded, potentially by any of the tax collectors who reported to him. Already. Assuming the worst because of their stereotype of tax collectors, when Jesus stopped and called Zacchaeus down from the tree and invited himself to Zacchaeus' house, the people in the community were aghast, horrified, and angry. Realizing this, Zacchaeus decided to make it clear to all those around. Their assumptions that he was a shyster was wrong. Their stereotype of all tax collectors was simply not valid. And watching Jesus dine at Zacchaeus' house, it was becoming clear to those who assumed the worst about Zacchaeus that in actuality, Zacchaeus was to be a valued part of that community, that he was to be welcomed and embraced. That being the case, then, perhaps the salvation that Jesus proclaimed happened that day didn't actually have anything to do with life beyond death, but that it had everything to do with the restoration of Zacchaeus and his household to the community, a restoration that day as a result of the community being forced to reconsider Zacchaeus. When we make assumptions about people, assumptions based on race or religion or socioeconomic status or even one's employment or lack thereof, we will end up excluding some instead of welcoming all. When we let our lives and our relationships be guided by unexamined stereotypes of people based on their occupation or education or skin color, or physical appearance, we are likely to find that we erect barriers which cause great pain rather than finding ourselves celebrating with them the diversity God has created and treasuring the gifts that each one of God's children has to offer to us and to our world. Yes, Jesus invites us to come down, to jump in, to get involved. Jesus invites us to give liberally, to serve abundantly, to worship, to pray, to live as God's people, even now, especially now. And in so doing, the seeds of our faith will grow. And if we are willing to reconsider our assumptions and stereotypes of others, as Zacchaeus' community was forced to reconsider theirs toward Zacchaeus, we might find that we encounter Jesus in some new relationships and in some new places. And who knows, in the process, we might discover that we and our churches are happier people and happier places. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today." Zacchaeus was a wee little man, but a happy man was he, for he had seen the Lord that day, and a happy man was he, and a very happy man was he. Amen.